Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you are joining us today. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I am host for Faith in Action. It's a show locally produced here in Sioux City, but goes out all across the state of Iowa and into Nebraska and into South Dakota. So if you are just joining us, thank you so much for setting your dials to channel 88.1 FM. If you have been with us, then you have listened to the delightful conversations of myself with my two guests who are in the studio. They are permanent deacons for the Diocese of Sioux City, Dennis Brockhaus and his brother Patrick Brockhaus. And we've been talking a lot about the background of how you two guys got into the diaconate. I thought it was very interesting that you both kind of came to it from catechist backgrounds. And so that learning that you were forced to do so you could teach these kids as a catechist suddenly began to kind of touch your lives. So I imagine listeners have been intrigued by all of this, but maybe one of them might be saying to himself or maybe herself, who's thinking, hey, you know what, my husband, dad, brother, uncle, cousin, fill in the blank, good friend, might be a good fit for this permanent diaconate thing. So I guess if they're thinking that, best recommendation for what they should do.
You know, and I have several friends that, you know, once they see the diaconate in motion, then they start to think about it. And so my advice to all of you that would be thinking or even trying to decide, is this something I should be thinking about, is reach out to another deacon or a priest. There's been a lot of priests that have been influential in doing some spiritual counseling, some guidance, to reach out to them. Say, what does this mean? What should I be feeling? What should I, you know, as you can see, both Pat and I called stories are absolutely different. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum. So it could be a bit confusing for a guide that, am I really called to it? So reaching out to another deacon or a priest to talk about it. And then there has to be a moment of prayer. You know, both of us started to adapt a little bit more serious to our prayer life. And open yourself up to letting Jesus take full control. But spiritual guidance is critical in that first step of deciding which way you want to go.
And I've heard deacons over the years when I've interviewed them, you know, in my field of journalism, they all talk about how for some reason they start going to daily mass and they found a lot of support and comfort in that. Is that another kind of strategy to use?
I think absolutely. In my catechist, I was having struggles with the kids. I felt like the little boogers were running me over, and I was just, you're right, the little sixth graders.
Yes.
They probably were. I think they flattened me a couple times. But anyway, Dennis told me, he says, go spend some time in front of the tabernacle. Go spend some time in the Eucharist. And absolutely. Once I started doing that, right, it's a relationship, so it's a prayer time, it's a prayer life. And Christ will work through you through that. So yeah, absolutely. Adding another mass. I mean, you know, you can go every day, but you know, for me, I added an extra mass for the week. And Wednesday's it's my Wednesday night catechist night. So definitely mass is mass or just adoration. Adoration's another good one. We have adoration at the cathedral. I'm still thinking, are they doing 24-hour? Are they doing perpetual?
They might be. You know, with the COVID, everything was kind of set to one side. But now that the restrictions have been lifted, I see more and more, like on Facebook or on Twitter, where they say, hey, you know what? We're getting back to adoration, and can you come? And so I think that's exciting, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, Pat, because I was going to ask about, you know, because a lot of times sometimes it's hard to get to Mass because the time isn't quite right, or you think to yourself, I'm going to go over the noon hour, because we do have parishes that have noon Mass. But adoration, when we have 24 hours, you know, that's kind of, hey, you know what? I could possibly go at 10 o'clock at night and, you know, just spend an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament and ask for, you know, some guidance and some support and the grace that is there when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament to kind of help you discern what it is you want to do.
And there's times even during my lunch hour.
There you go.
Take a break. Listen, you don't have to spend an hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you have. Christ wants a piece of whatever you have. Give it to him. Mm-hmm. And give it in that little short time. And throughout Sioux City, even if you can't, I don't know, like the perpetual, I know they have it at Cathedral, but there's churches throughout Sioux City that have adoration throughout the day, you know, from their morning or their day hours. So every church in Sioux City is having adoration some point in time during the week. So there's a church close to you where you can find adoration for 10, 15 minutes, you know, at a shot. So, yeah, take full advantage of that, yeah.
And we should give the listeners a heads up, and both of you have mentioned this, the 5 years of formation, because again, you have to kind of work that into your schedule, and that commitment, it's a big commitment. So maybe, Dennis, you can explain, you know, when we talk about 5 years of instruction and direction in the ultimate ordination to the permanent diaconate, what does that mean?
So, and if you go by my brother deacons, that they always said, we were thinking like 5 years. Wow, man, that's a lot of time. You know, I mean, that's a big commitment. And they always made the comments like, it'll go faster than what you think. And
kind of like this show.
Right. So the first year of our formation, by the time we got the end of the first year, we could absolutely see that we were near close to ready to be doing anything diaconate. And we're like, you know what? We're good. 5 years is plenty long. Yeah, we need 5 years. And as we grew, by the time we got to year five, we all pretty much were like, okay, yep, we're good. You know, we're done. Mm-hmm. One thing is, and that seems to be a hang up on guys, is do I have the time? It's a lot of a commitment. But you're not doing this for yourself. You're not doing it for your family. You're doing it for the Lord. And it changes your perspective. If you look at it the way of the world, we always kind of giggled. It's like when I got my first year's bill for the formation, it's like, wait a minute. I'm going to work for free, and you're going to charge me for going the classes. That don't even make sense.
For the books, Dan. Yeah, for the book.
That don't even make sense in the world. You know, why would I pay to work for nothing and put all these hours in it? And what comes back is it isn't about the money. It isn't about the time. It's about serving the Lord, because he absolutely has called us. Now, there were some guys in our class that weren't called, you know, and they fell out. But the ones that were called, the time never seemed to be a problem. My wife loved our drives to early because she could corner me. It was our little alone time, which we don't get a lot of that. And Deacon Mark Prosser had made a great observation early on, and he was the police chief there at Storm Lake, a very, very, very busy guy. And he always said, never, ever, with my busy schedule, did I ever, while I was doing my job, or I'm doing a deacon function, did my job call up and try to bump into it. He said, my beeper would go off right after I was done doing my deacon duty, but he said, the Lord always made sure that my schedule fit it, so there wasn't that tension that one would think that you're going to have between a personal life and the diaconate. Things that come with the world, with the Spirit, he gives time. There was many a night where I would be doing a 12, 14-hour day with the crane company and have to do religious ed and don't even how would I come up with the energy to do an hour and a half with those kids? And boy, the Holy Spirit would kick in, and all of a sudden I would just fly through. Kind of like the radio show. It would just fly through it. Now, when I left and got my car to drive home, oh, yeah, it was like, oh, boy, it hit me like a sack of bricks. But the Lord will provide. So those guys that don't think that they have the energy or the resources or anything of that nature, it isn't about that. It's about, are you called? And if you are called, then you're called to obedience. And it will, Paul tells us, that in itself will set you free. And it's a freedom that you can never possibly experience when you're of the world.
That's the truth, too. So I'm curious because, Pat, you were just ordained a permanent deacon.
Yes.
That day, what really resonated with you?
You know, that whole day, I was very relaxed. I was.
Really?
I was so relaxed. there was the rectory that was right next to the cathedral. I was just sitting, the guys, they're getting all their albums on there, getting all excited. And I was just sitting on the couch, just laid back. I was just so relaxed. I was at peace. It was a beautiful day. But I think what really got me is I thought that where we face plant on the marble, I thought that was going to get me during the litany. Mm-hmm. I thought that was going to get me, and it wasn't that. It was where the bishop, I come up, and the bishop, late, I have my hands together, and he come up, and he gave me there was something. It was definitely a Holy Spirit moment. And I looked him in the eyes, and he was talking. I just absorbed that. But the laying of hands.
Okay.
When he laid his hands on me, I got up and I walked away. There was my whole body was just full of joy. I was smiling, and I think I was trying to hold it back because I wanted to burst out because it was a joy. It's just a pure joy, and that's where he got me. And I'll never forget that. You know, it was a great moment.
Yeah, it's always interesting when, again, I was in the journalism for so long and interviewing men after they were ordained, either permanent deacons or priests, what moment resonated with them. And they all have different moments. And you mentioned a couple of them, Pat, you know, the laying on of hands, when you're prostrate for the litany of the saints. Sometimes music suddenly touched them, or they turned around and they saw Mom in the front pew. It's always different for everybody. And I think that's what makes these things so special and life-altering moments for us. Well, listeners, we have come to the end of our show. That wraps up another broadcast of Faith in Action. I want to thank my guests and new best friends, permanent deacons for the Diocese of Sioux City, Dennis Brockhaus and his brother, Patrick Brockhaus, for sharing their stories with our listeners. Thank you both so much for coming to the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
It has been great fun.
Enjoy. Yep.
So, listeners, I want to remind you that Faith in Action is a new show. It's locally produced by Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox. I am the host for this show and a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member. And on behalf of my producer, Ann Reed, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is even better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.